Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 14. Don't worry. Things are already happening. Huh? Because as I speak to you now, the water here is flowing down. Okay, don't worry. If your eyes are open, you see it. If you don't worry. I'm just giving you news update. This is a news update. And it's flowing. It's going to flow all the way. All the way down. So there's no distance in the spirit. Connect with your heart. What you need is a heart connection. Hallelujah. See, there was an angel. There was an angel that stood with Joshua just before Jericho came down. The conversations were kept private, but it was an encounter. What many of you are ready for today is an encounter. There is something about an encounter. It shifts you. You can't come back to where you used to be. And when when that angel came, he said to Joshua, take off your shoes. Take off your shoes. For where you are standing is holy. It is not the holiness of Joshua. It is the holiness of the presence of the Lord that was standing there. Lita brosh katadia. And the moment he knelt down, he took the shoes off, the story ended there. But that was where the instruction to march round came from. Because the moment Joshua came back, he gave them instructions. The proof of encounter is instructions. Every time God visits a man, he doesn't leave him without clear words. God gives him clear instructions. Now, what you do with those instructions will determine what God will do with you next. God is not primarily an emotional God. So you need to understand that... Is something for love? I don't know. I really don't know. Seems fine to me. When the Lord gives you an instruction, he benchmarks your next support level to that instruction. Please understand what I'm saying. When God tells you, maybe this is part of what is making my body heavy. When God says to you, pack all the clothes in your wardrobe. Go and give it out. The next thing he says to you will be on the basis of what you did with what he said last. Many people think that God forgets what he said. If God said to you, sir, arise and move to Lagos, and you stopped at Ibadan, you have not fulfilled that word. We have a lot of people playing games. Do you see why when people say, Pastor, I don't know what God is saying. God has stopped talking. You understand? We are moving to China. We are moving to Iran. Have you heard of the revival going on in Iran and Iraq? People giving their lives to Christ like crazy because they will not allow the gospel to come in. God now went in himself. A lot of them are being baptized by water. They are becoming Christians. Even though they could not, they tried to stop people from other countries, missionaries, from coming in. But the scripture says, Matthew, he said the Lord was walking with them, confirming the words. If God finds one man, he will walk with him. You are not the only one doing God's work. God is working with you. Come on, say amen. Amen. I say you are not the only one doing God's work. God is working with you. If you feel God has forgotten you, throw yourself into kingdom service. Throw yourself into kingdom service. Don't negotiate your destiny. Don't negotiate. A lot of people are negotiating their destinies and saying God forgot them. God didn't forget. It's just like, you know, sometimes, as a man, out of sight sometimes can be out of mind. I didn't mean to forget you, but we are all busy. Do you understand? We are all, you went to your office, I went to mine. It's different from somebody who lives in the house with you, or it's different from somebody who sends you a message often or tries to chat with you. It is the same thing. Baba is also very busy. He is mindful of us. But in the task of winning the nations, he gives priority. Hey, in the task of winning the nations, he gives priority to those who are in that line with him. Matthew chapter 14. Verse 15. And when it was evening, his disciples said to him, saying, this is a desert place. You see, it's amazing where Jesus chose to multiply the 5 loaves. He did it in a desert place. There is nobody that could have explained that miracle. It's just like God coming through for you when you know what is in your account. And at the end of the day, you didn't spend one naira. Do you understand what I'm saying? You didn't spend one naira. I mean, some time ago, I had to go to Abuja. And the man who took me there kept saying, you have to come, you have to come. I said, I'm busy. I need to be in church. He said, please, please, please. They had a church there and the church was dying. And the man wanted me to speak to his church leaders. So he paid, he said he didn't have money. But he paid 90,000. Can you imagine? The price somebody will pay for solution. Paid 90,000 to fly me from here to Abuja for just one night. And when I got there, there was a car waiting at the airport. And when I got to the hotel, the receptionist just came and said, I've been instructed to give you whatever you want to eat. But they don't have pandedium. So there's nothing. Then you brought me you brought me to solve spiritual problem and you want me to be eating. Can you see the irony? Or is it irony? You brought me to solve spiritual problem. You don't know that the more you get close to God, the more you get close to God, there are some things. Food is just for sustenance, not necessarily for pleasure again. Because we need to get to the next bus stop, we eat. If it's Gary, we drink. If the day of pandemic, we thank God, we eat. But you have a big problem, so eating here is not required in the equation for that solution. So I asked for water and asked for juice. And the man came and was angry. Say, you are not eating. I just laughed. Say, you are a Londoner. Me, I'm a Nigerian. In that area, when they fast, they drink tea. But here, when we fast, we fast. Maybe per adventure, you may drink some water. But here, when we fast, we fast. That's why when we go there, it's as if we have too much anointing. Because our anointing has been crafted in difficult places, in a desert. Look at where God chose to perform that miracle. Telling you that if you trust him, location is not a barrier for him. That's what God is saying. If you trust me, wherever you are, I will make waters come out of the desert. And the time is now past. Send the multitude away. The disciples believe in miracle, but they don't believe in instant miracle. There are people that believe until they climb a mountain, God cannot hear. They say, let's send them away. Do you know these were the same disciples that when Jesus climbed on the mountain with Peter, they were trying to cast out a demon and they did not do it successfully. They could not, because they love food. Jesus identified the love of food, fish, as the primary problem of most of his disciples. Because when he came down, he told them, you could not cast out this devil. Why? Because you don't fast. Now, let me give you another shocker. In the story of 5 loaves and 2 fishes, did all the women in that crusade, did they eat? Did everybody eat? Talk to me. Did the men eat? Did the children eat? Was there a record of where the disciples ate? The love of your stomach can be your greatest enemy, not Satan. When I say your stomach, it may not only be food. I'm talking about the power that is able to produce results in the desert. The power that is able to cause a man to prosper when everybody is crying and saying, the country is hard. Are you still with me? That power is not unconnected with your desire for pleasure. Did Jesus eat in that meeting? Was there a record that he ate? Was there a record the disciples ate? He did not permit them. You are on training. You can't be eating. You see what I'm saying now? Everywhere is quiet. Nobody is shouting hallelujah. Because now some of you already have somewhere you want to go this week with your bubble. And you've already planned the things you are going to eat. And now the pastor has come now to be telling you that it's not enough to be at the receiving end of a miracle. God wants you to be the miracle worker. Come on, say amen. Amen. When you give yourself to service, it's like somebody say, man of God, we're on the plane. Say, you don't want your, you know, they give us all these things, snacks. I say, no, I don't want. You say, bring it, double portion. I say, what your pastor rejects, you want to eat. And you say you want the kind of anointing. It's not possible. You want something else. Or you go into the house of a man of God. Or if I go somewhere now in the house of a man of God, and I see the man of God sitting down quietly, then I say, pastor, food is ready. I'm not eating. Because after I eat, they will now ask you, would you like some more? I know. What I'm looking for is on this seat. I'm telling you that there are certain decisions nobody can make for you. Toshife Bolori, how you want to walk with God is in your hands. The disciples didn't believe in instant miracle. So they believe in mountain, we climbing mountain. And they are still not getting answer, but they are climbing mountain. Say there's one mountain in Ikorodu. Everybody that goes there, God hears the prayer. Even though the prophet there has 2 wives, but God is still hearing their prayer. Let us send them away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves what? Victuals. Do you now remember when I said to you in the first service that people had money? Are you seeing it now? I said people there had money. When the disciples went, please, so we want to feed people. We want to, all of them did like this. It was only one boy who had nothing at stake. Who already had his back against the wall. Who had nothing else to lose. If that boy had given that food out and didn't have, and miracle didn't happen, maybe that boy would have been the first to faint on their way back. And people would be abusing, useless boy. You want to show himself. You are more spiritual. You are the one that know God pass. You see, when you want to walk with God, you will be a fool. Sometimes, even your wife will think you're a fool. Sometimes, even your husband will think you're a fool. Because, for instance, if you are doing praise, maybe praise meeting, and you see the way some people are dancing, you'll be wondering whether they are in, maybe is it like they are trying to bribe God, because the way they are dancing. Meanwhile, you know, the way you dance, when you are listening to Igboro Tidal, you know the way you dance. When you are watching all those people on Instagram, you know the way you dance. You see the passion. And then when you come to God's house, you do like this. And you think God doesn't know or he doesn't see. Go to Igboro Mole or to Shango's house, Wamajua. Then they tell you to dance. You now say, no, from in Lekki. Lekki, where we are coming from, that's it. It's like you don't know what you are looking for. After this dance, you will still bring seven head, human head. The devil understands the power of sacrifice. God understands the power of sacrifice. How come you are his child? You don't understand the power of sacrifice. Everywhere Abraham met God, he raised an altar there. There is no altar without sacrifice. Because sometimes people are praying, they think God is far away. God is waiting for you. There's some the day that your jacket that you like, that you only wear once in 6 months, and you will drop it. Listening to one man of God, he said he just got back from London and somebody blessed him with a £45,000 suit. Say amen. Amen. Now, times 600. Please, give me the figure. £45,000 times 600. Quickly. Because I'm talking serious money today. I'm not talking Naira. Huh? 27? One suit. Now, how many of you, your salary? Yeah, now, some of you, your salary is not up to that somebody is wearing. Please, £45,000 times 600. 27 million. That's what the man was wearing. It was a gift, praise God. He went to London and he blessed people and they gave him. If you give me that kind of suit, I will not even wear it. I'll just go. Which? No. It's lucky we are going. Those people that can pay. I don't want to be arguing price. Just take it there. You know what? Give me 20 million. Take the 7 million because you will sell it. You will make profit. Brand new. And as he wore it to his next meeting in Nigeria. Oh, you know, we want to welcome the man of God. Oh, he just ministered in the UK, Birmingham. But powerful revival. And as he stood on the altar, you know, when they glorify you, you have to be careful. The man of God, he pastors a church in Maryland, Bagada, a church in Lekki, and now a recent church in Abuja, praise God. And then the following one, UK. Amen. Then I said, the senior pastor of Harvest World, and then they are singing you, and you too, you are doing like this. You are doing like this. Then God does not share glory. No matter who you are, the moment he sees you, you are coming down. He doesn't play with it. You know, you can lie. Say, what? Some things can be done against the Son of Man. But there are some things, like sharing glory. You want to stay close and shine small. As the man was on the altar, lift up your hands and magnify the Lord. The Lord just showed him, say, my son, look at that man there. Calabar, say, yes. The Lord is speaking to me now. He did not wait to hear the word. He just went straight. Said, the Lord is moving your direction now. Said, the Lord said, I should cover you. He thought it was a prophetic act. The Lord said, cover him with that suit. It's an impartation. And he removed the suit and covered him. Said, the Lord is doing. God said, now, you are going to remove the trouser and the inner jacket. Now, if you hear jacket, you are not getting the gist. But if you heard 27 million, you are getting the gist. What he heard God says, remove 27 million from your account and give to this man. Now, he looked at the man. The man is not educated. He said, Lord, this man doesn't know the value. You know, there are some things God will tell you, you will answer him. He said, this man doesn't know the value of 27 million. The Lord said, that is my will. He cried. Because when you have been preaching for many years and people didn't give you suit, then the first one is 45,000. And the mistake he made is from the airport. He's supposed to go to Lekki first. He wore the suit to another meeting. That's his mistake. If he had asked me, I would tell him, don't go for that. Go and sell it first. Then God will now plan for you in that other place where you are going. You see, some of you are remembering things now that God told you before. But you said it was your mind. You know, it can't be God talking. is your mind. Because now it involves something. It involves something. 27 million. Do you know what I can do 27 million? Even the way I will dance when I come to church will be different. The kind of songs I will sing will be different. I just like that car. I just buy you, like my wife now, I just surprise her. See? Just surprise her. Which kind of car? You make me angry, I just buy you a new car. I can just spend only 1 million changing our wardrobe. I say, I don't want to be seeing all those clothes again. Then she will say, ah, darling, I love you. I say, yes, you must love me. Why won't you love me? Don't you see what God is doing? Through my hands, so he's doing it through my hands. Or if it's my wife that got the suit and she used just 5 million and, you know, changed my life. I don't need too many things, so. Then someone asked her, Pastor, I saw you in Luxembourg. Don't see me. I'm married. And she just gave me 5 million. Just look for somewhere else. It's not, this one is not a matter of love. I can't even see anything. She has used money to cover my hide. It's just 27 million. The pastor handed over painfully and tearfully to the other brother. 6 months later, he had opportunity to come back to that church. And he saw the brother. The brother was even wearing the suit. But you know, the man of God was right. The man doesn't know the value. So he has washed the suit. He washed 27 million away. He didn't know that they don't wash that kind of suit. You just wear it and hang it. Then before you dry clean, you make sure you ask the dry cleaner, can you undo this kind? I don't want to hear stories. You go to Lekki, pay 15,000 to dry clean it, because Bagada, you don't want story. You don't want to be using people like Theophilus, Cletus, Ayobami to dry clean your suit, and then the suit will now do like this. When he saw it, he almost wanted to go and slap the man. And God just told him, he said, well, I just wanted to teach you a lesson. Anything I give you is not bigger than me. The moment they gave you that suit and you saw the price tag, I saw the way your heart moved. And I wanted to preserve your life. I didn't want you to be lost. So I told you, hand it over. Say, God, you punish me with 27 million. Say, yes. Say, but if you have not learned your lesson, we'll repeat the exercise. Say, I learn. Before they tell you to come and sow your wife, I learn. There are some things God permits the general population. He doesn't permit his disciples. Especially if he's training you for greatness. Jesus said to them, give them something to next verse, quickly. And they said unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Next verse. And he said, bring them to me. Next verse. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. What did he do next? You see, there's a powerful principle here. Jesus said in the book of John, I can of my own self. Let me look for that place. I can of my own self do nothing. I think it's John, maybe 5. Excuse me. Do you know what we are talking about here? Check John 5:18. Check verse 18. Give me 18. 19. Give me verse 19. Look at this. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do what? nothing of himself. That means as you are looking at me now, that's what Jesus is saying. I am as powerless. Can you see the secret of Jesus? He said, as you are looking at me now, all these miracles, healings, I can of my own self do nothing. My eyes opened. I say, wow. This our Savior said that sometimes he's like me. He can't do anything. Ah. He said, but what he seeth his Father doing. So when you want to pray for somebody, he's looking at that person and he's asking, is this among the people Baba wants to touch today? That's all. The moment he has the answer, that was what happened when I came to your school. And I saw that lady who could not walk well. I was asking God in my heart, will you be willing to touch this woman? And he said yes. Now, whether she keeps her miracle or not is another thing. But let's talk about the miracle that happened. And as she was there and I asked her, what happened to your leg? She said, this was what killed my father. And the thing is also happening to me. And she has been carrying this leg like this for 7 years. I said, would you like to run? When last did you run? She said, run. I said, I can't even walk well. I had to ask Tina, do you know if this lady has this condition? You know, there's a way. She says she tries to hide it, but people kind of observe. But you know, as I was talking to her, I was seeing her running. I was seeing her walking well. So I prayed a 1 minute prayer with her and I said, hold my hand. And I held her hand and we started walking. And I said, increase your pace. She increased her pace. And I saw the glow in her eyes. Eh? Ha, 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 ha. I said, madam, you don't they walk with that too. Can you see? And I was gisting with her. See how Jesus just touched you. No drama. Just touched you like that. That's how that woman started walking. And I stood at the entrance, the altar, and I watched her carry her bag. Walk out of the hall. But when she came, one leg was not working. She said it killed her father. And Jesus removed it just like that. But it was what I saw in the spirit that God was already doing concerning a matter. It was not like, I want to prove if I'm anointed. It's not. I'm not God. Now, Jesus said he does the same thing. He looks at you and says, okay, Jumoke is ready for a new season. He sees it in his spirit. The moment he declares it, heaven's intention and earth's proclamation come together. Boom, something happens. So it can be any 60,000 today, yesterday, and today you get a job times 2 salary. Simply because when you are praying, you are monitoring the images God was putting in your mind when praying. Ah, you didn't get that one. Did you get it? When you are praying, there are some thoughts and images God puts in your mind. They are indications of where God is going now. So you must, that's why you can't pray well without your diary. Because some things you need to write or you type it on your phone. He said, for whatsoever things he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. Go back to that scripture. Now, when you pray, I'm telling you how Jesus became so powerful. And most of us didn't ask ourselves about the process. We only saw the miracle. Miracles is the science of heaven that earth does not understand. What you call miracles is the science of heaven that earth has not yet understood. That's why in heaven, you cannot find anything that is lame. The moment you come into the atmosphere of heaven, that atmosphere has the ability to correct errors. And that's why when we worship because we want heaven to come to earth. Because under that atmosphere, anything can happen. Next verse, verse 20. And they did all eat and were filled and took the fragments that remained 12 baskets in full. Again, I say to you, when Jesus was going to multiply that bread, he knew he could not do it in his own power. So he looked to heaven. If you are not used to looking to heaven before the day of trial, he just told Gumba day, oh my God, oh my God. The day battle will come. you will not think of heaven first. If you know you don't have any father somewhere or mother somewhere that will be carrying your file up and down for you, you better get close to God. There was a king that felt he was so big. God humbled him, made him eat grass. So that your father is even the king doesn't mean anything. There are kings that die while in power. There are presidents that lose their life like chicken. But you see, this God is a God of covenant. He is a God of covenant. If you get into the space with him, he doesn't forget. He is the same yesterday, today and forever. What he says yesterday, he can do today. What he does today, he can repeat tomorrow. Are you understand what I'm saying? Listen to me. Your covenant is personal to you and him. It's personal. There are certain things that are not corporate. It is two of you. He looked to heaven and he gave thanks. I looked at all the major miracles Jesus did. It was prayer of thanksgiving. It's amazing. It's amazing. Glory to God. Do you now see how we cheat ourselves when we try to be official with God? Get your praise to the next level. If I preach anything this season, you will hear me. I will keep going back to this point. We are not grateful enough. We have not said thank you enough. No. You think you have. You have not said thank you enough. You should say thank you to the devil be asking, what is he even thanking God for? We have been dealing with him. He's still saying thank you, Jesus. Any boys? Is this not the person we have been saying, he's still saying thank you? This on a bad market. I'm going to leave him. A bad market. You thank him because God dwells in the midst of his praises. God, there are some temptations God must fall into. The temptations of praises. God cannot resist a praiser. You must become a praiser. Not just a person that sings. You must become a praiser. You must become a praiser. You must become a praiser. You see that next season you're asking for? You must become a praiser. The devil must become confused on one point. What is wrong with this boy? Now, if he doesn't get there, you have not done it well. When you are coming to God, you forget about your PhD, MSc, MPhil, Doc Lit, and all the literature behind your name. You must be that lad, faceless, forceful, but with everything he has, 5 loaves, 2 fishes. The sacrifice was not heavy because it was 5 loaves. It was heavy because the boy gave all he had. It was heavy. Jesus speaking, sitting in the treasury, saw people coming to give to the Lord. And then, oh my God, my time is up. And then he looked and said, this widow, this woman gave more than all. Meanwhile, while they were singing, people were singing, thine is the praise, thine is the victory, Satan defeated. Our lucky people were coming. Our Londoner people were coming. And people were coming and raising their banner and trying to feel cool. We are the ones that God has blessed. But this woman just came with everything. The measure of your giving is not in what you give. It's in what is left. What is left? What is left? If God gives you a job and they are paying you 200,000 and then somewhere in your mind you feel your offering should be 200. Now, even Songo will not take it. If it was Songo that gave you that job, he won't take it. It's just simple mathematics. You give a gift not based on who you are, but based on the person you are giving it to. If I'm going to visit my mom, I don't wait to get to Akure to buy bread. You know why? Everybody in Akure knows those selling bread.
But when you bring it from Lagos, the taste is different. The feel is different. Okay? Then when you go there, do you give your mom or your dad gift like they are strangers? You prepare for the gift. That by the time you are going to release X amount of money or something. Sometimes it may even be the last money with you. Are you with me? But you release it because they are your parents. Look, you know, I was sharing this story. I don't know if it was this place. I went to visit my mom. And when I got there, it's as if the problem was waiting for me. I entered the house and the roof. Which one is the one inside? Is it roof? Ceiling. Roof is outside. The ceiling just crashed. Hey! I said, Chineke. Hi. This thing should have allowed me to go first. Then my mom said, hey, this my enemies, they're at work again. Eh? They now wanted to embarrass me the day my son came. Me, I'm not thinking of the prayer. What is Shelle? It has happened. The next thing is what? Solution. Solution. So me, she noticed I wasn't talking. I already planned what I'm going to give you. This one now is not part of the budget, though. Hey, she was complaining. She was so unhappy. I said, Mama, calm down. When I said calm down, I didn't have a solution. Are you listening to this story? But God sees my heart. But seriously, you to imagine now. You just came to visit your mom. And the ceiling door. You know, is this the hour to prove your sonship? And somewhere in my mind, I calculated everything in the account. I don't even want to hear the price. I don't want to hear it. Because you just say, wow. Wow. That price, can't you share like Bewale and bring it down? I say, no, things are expensive. And every time, things are expensive. That's what those people will tell you. Things have gone up. So I sat down. Shakabala. Shakabala. In my mind, though, she didn't know. Hey, what is problem? Hey, and we did this thing 7 years ago. Me too, I say, Mama, what's up to you did 7 years ago? By now. Huh? Hey? She said, but why now? It's a spiritual attack. I say, it's not spiritual attack. It's wear and tear. After all your noise, you will bring money. You understand? So I was trying to reduce my words. Because if you don't have money, you keep quiet. You understand? Then, it's like in our village in Umofia. When you, all of you finish talking, the son that is coming from Lagos, they will wait for him. It's when he comes, he now says, okay, this is, he may be the youngest, so, but what he says is final. So as I was there, I was just asking God, you know, and there are some prayers you can only pray in your native language. Say, Olorun wi pe yi o. Ah! Is this how you, the God that called me, is this how you be looking at me? To God who made me, I almost jumped out of my chair. After that prayer. I don't know, maybe God heard me quickly or what happened. I saw a text message for 300,000 immediately. Huh? Wait, oh. So I shouted, hey! You know, when I shouted, hey, it can't be. You understand? It can't be. It can't. Who is sending me money? I'm just a man of God. You know, the way I shouted, my mom was scared. Kilo Shele. I said nothing. And I said, maybe my mind is. And I launched my mobile app. That's something. You know, sometimes GT send you message long after. So I don't want hypertension. So I said, this matter, because maybe God, let me, this is not a testimony. Let me just check my mobile app. It's not a testimony. Let me check. Kilo Shele. She thought she was about to say it's another attack. She was about to say it's another attack. I now launched my mobile app and I saw 300,000. And I saw the name of the person. Okay. I said, Mommy, sorry, you have been talking since morning. Have you even called a carpenter or somebody to come to this house and check this thing. She said, I said, call somebody. Call somebody. It may not even be, you know, just let them come and look at it. Yeah, she now carried her phone. You know, Maruf, she was around me. Emma boy. The man came, I didn't even answer them. They were pressing my phone. He said, you don't have money. You'll be saying, how much? You just talk, you know. When she came, the money is much, oh. It's much, oh. When she guys, how much? Say this thing. I said, it's okay. Tell him to go and start. He say, oh, mommy, knee down. See, let me not lie to you. There's something I call Bashiri Bashiri. If you are not Yoruba, you may not understand that. But God covered my shame. You see, the person that sent that money, and I went outside, I called the person. What do you want God to do for you? Just tell me now. Say it now, because the thing is hot now. Say it now. Well, when I see the result in that person's life today, I'm not surprised. It's not the money. The timing. When I was still going, I say, Mama, share everything is okay in this house now. I say, yes. Okay, now I double your allowance. She was so... Am I clear at the back? I can't even hear myself now. That one was working fine. Is this an attack? Hallelujah. Amen. So, the take home this morning, when God wants to bless you, He will allow you to get into a desert place where there is no way except God moves on your behalf. Do you know God announces people? You don't know. But there's list. We have list. Why do you think Mary was chosen? Mary was always in the house of God. David said, I prefer, instead of being a king, to always be in your house. Can you see one man's sense of value? You don't have anybody. The only thing you have is grandma. And you will still not humble yourself and serve God. I prophesy. God will remove shame from your life. God will remove shame from your life. Whatever the enemy is using to point fingers at you, on the strength of today's service, we remove it. Listen to me. The testimony of 5 loaves and 2 fishes was not only a blessing to the young lad. It was a blessing to Jesus himself. Because if he had gathered 20,000 people, and at the end of the day, they heard that 100 of them collapsed on the way, the next time he's doing crusade, they won't come. They won't come. Say, ah, that man, now, in the key people, now them, now those people they use get power. Yes. Say, if you notice, the other one has 7 people die. This last one, they say make you renew the thing. As if they were there when they told you to renew the thing. Say, now 100 people dead, now 100 people die. Say, now you see, same power comes strong where? The force of sacrifice. Don't move until you are commanded. Don't move until you are commanded. Don't move until you are commanded. God is no respecter of persons. He's only in respect, a respecter of his word. He will reflect to you based on what he said. If you are faithful to him, faithful to his word, and you are persistent, because every word that comes will be tried and will be tested. But if you are faithful, you will see the glory of God. as we go into this new week, go back to your house. Go and check your wardrobe. All those clothes you have there that you are no more wearing, wash it. Bring it. I have people I want to give here. Go and check. If you are bringing, if you don't, everybody has something to give. You see, I want you to have fruit in your account. If you don't have anything, go to the market. Buy a dozen bar of soap. Lux, Joy, whatever. Bring it. We are going to go inside this community and we are going to bless people. Say amen. You are waiting for the day God will bless you. It's today. I say you are waiting for the day God will bless you. It's when? But that today is the day you obey. Come on, say I'm the next candidate. Come on, say I'm the next candidate. For lifting, for grace. In the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet. If there is anything that we do as a church, we do it only because of the love of God that is in our heart and our desire to see people helped within our own little way to be a blessing to people. There are some of us that don't have much. That which you have, what you have in your house, that's what the prophet said. Say a pot of oil, go and bring it. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Lift up your hands. I want to pray for you. Father, behold your children. Lift these heads up. Put resource into these hands. Give them seed to sow. Give them bread to eat. Make these hands that are lifted now never lack again. These hands that are lifted now, may they never lack again. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe that word of prayer? Now please appreciate the Lord.